This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Notre Dame's newly appointed football coach has resigned after less than a week in the new job. George O'Leary, who came to Notre Dame from Georgia Tech, quit after the New Hampshire newspaper, the Manchester Union Leader, went back through his resume and found that Mr. O'Leary had misrepresented his own record. O'Leary issued a statement saying, "Due to a selfish and thoughtless act many years ago, I have personally embarrassed Notre Dame, its alumni, and fans." We're joined by John Hollis, who covers Georgia Tech for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mr. Hollis, the biggest problem with the resume for an academic institution would seem to be that Mr. O'Leary claimed a master's degree from NYU that he doesn't have. He also claims to have lettered in football at the University of New Hampshire, where he was on the football team for 2 years but did not play.
Right.
How bad is that?
I think at any school, I think academic fraud is obviously a fireable offense, but I think it's particularly at a school like Notre Dame. It's a fine academic school. Obviously, there's a lot of prestige and stuff like that. I think you do that at any school, it's a fireable offense, but even more egregious at Notre Dame. The lying about the playing football career is bad enough, but, obviously the academic fraud is intolerable. I mean, it's one thing to embellish your resume. I mean, we all had summer jobs or growing up, whatever. You may be cutting the grass or whatever, and you may kind of say, oh, I was facilities coordinator or something like that.
Landscape gardener.
Right, exactly. I mean, we've all done that, but it's another thing to absolutely just do what George O'Leary did.
Now, George O'Leary has coached since 1980. He's been at Georgia Tech for 7 years. He got five straight bowl bids. I mean, whatever the record on his resume says, he obviously has a record that is real, a real record of success.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I don't think anybody can question what he's done on the football field. I mean, he's gotten Georgia Tech to five consecutive bowl games, which is the first time that's been done at Georgia Tech since the 1950s. It's just what he's done caused some heartache, shall we say, this morning. I mean, this is kind of something, I guess George O'Leary had first perpetrated 20 years ago when he first began coaching at Syracuse in the early 1980s, and just something kind of live that lie, for lack of a better word, ever since then.
Do you think George O'Leary gets another job in college football now that we know the ugly truth?
College football, I don't know. That'd be a little difficult. I could see in the NFL maybe. He's got a fine reputation as a very knowledgeable defensive coach. The NFL is notorious for overlooking character deficiencies if you're good enough, and I wouldn't be surprised if George O'Leary is the next one. I mean, this obviously isn't like an egregious offense as far as, like, it's not like you went out and shot somebody, but this is obviously, people question your integrity, and you take shots at your word and your honor. Those kind of hits don't go away very quickly and very easily. I would say he'd probably take a year off or so, and you probably see him coaching maybe as a defensive coordinator or, some sort of assistant coach in the NFL for not too long. As far as a college job, it would be a little bit harder, because I think colleges, you obviously try to teach young men to play football, obviously, but you try to teach them to do things the right way. You want them to go to school. You want them to learn. You want them to be truthful and honest. And I think a college coach would be hard-pressed to hire a guy, maybe, who's not about those things, at least in this case anyway.
What do you think happens at Notre Dame? Are they going to have to put their next coach through some kind of vetting procedure which would be similar to electing President of the United States or something?
Oh, whoever he is, if I were he, I'd make sure my resume was 100% legit.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
John Hollis covers Georgia Tech for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.